You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I'm a big star, you know.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.
Is DCR.
Why do you hate me? 3 days ago, Chris
comes
hate
you,
on
I
the
love
air.
You.
He's like, I am a new guy. I'm a changed man. I'm going to have a different attitude towards you. And boom, Friday, the very same week, you're right back to where we were. Anything where you can be proven wrong, you stress out about.
I'm not getting fleeced.
Yeah, I refuse to get fleeced. I'm not going to do it.
I think you have completely lost.
No, because you're lashing out. Because you can't stand
I'm
Dave Gettleman.
And
every time we play a Dave Gettleman soundbite.
I tried in the past.
You have a nervous breakdown.
This is DCR.
We are the Giants.
You're the opposite of the Giants. You have no class.
We're going to do everything with class.
On 98.7 ESPN.
And now you're going to be completely insufferable in the 7 o'clock hour because you beat Chris in getting to know your co-host. This is the worst of all possible worlds.
I've done what I came to done.
RJ, quickly.
It's because I got a mango in my mouth.
You only had 5 minutes to finish that thing. I understand why you'd still be eating on it. Yeah.
It was 2 minutes. I had to go to the bathroom. I had to get the mangoes. I had to get my drink. I had to celebrate. I had to tell Cassie that I won. And then I came back up.
Did you run upstairs like, I won. I'm a winner.
For that break. Very aggressive game plan.
I miscalculated.
So let's see what you attempted to get done in the break. Yet, how long was the break? It was like 3 minutes, right?
3 minute break.
3 minutes.
Maybe. Okay. So you had 3 minute break. You went up to the bathroom. You got a beverage. You celebrated victory. You got mangoes. You came downstairs and tried to eat the mangoes. I mean, you can't accomplish all that in a break.
I've done what I came to done.
It's because I got a mango in my mouth.
You say it's because you had a mango. So if you have a mango in your mouth, the English language becomes secondary to you? Is that
I've
how
done
it
what
works?
I came to done.
Yeah, he mangled the English language because of the mango.
Mangled the English
you
language.
Mangoed that phrase there, huh? I come when I came to done.
I was trying to enjoy the victory with a delicious dried mango that gets delivered to me the day I order it, which is amazing.
Wait, you order mango and it's delivered the very same day?
Yeah, this company, I think they think I'm a store. I just spent enough money with them that they just, the second I order it, it's just like, I get the notification like, your order is on the way.
I just ordered it.
And this big box of dried fruit shows up.
Nice. And then it gives us great drops like this.
Like, I've done what I came to done.
It's because I got a mango in my mouth.
I don't think that'll ever get old. I've done what I came to done. I might put that on a t-shirt.
Only you, though. Only you. Like, I'm trying to sneak in a mango. Only you would go right to me coming out of the break.
Well,
because I got a mango in my mouth.
Had I seen that, first of all, there's an hour left in the show. You couldn't have just dealt with being hungry for an hour. That's for starters. Second of all, I did not intentionally do that. I mean, the byproduct is wonderful, but I didn't intentionally. I have the reads up because I got yelled at by you earlier that I didn't do the reads very quickly in the 5 o'clock hour. So I want to make sure to intersperse them through the 7 o'clock hour. And I had that page up, and I didn't have the Zoom up to look at you and think, boy, is he eating a mango right now? I'm sorry.
I've done what I came to done.
DCR 98.7 ESPN is presented.
Better.
By Progressive Insurance. All guests on DCR appear to be the Goodyear Hotline. Anything else you'd like to eat before we get into the Mets and Yankees?
No, I'm good. No, you guys talk. I'm just going to finish the rest of these mangoes.
Yeah, okay. You have like a banana you want to get involved with? Some pear? Apples? Grapefruit? Anything? Apple, hammer, saw, maybe pear, maybe not. I'm not sure.
No, I'm good. Just the mangoes today. I always have the dried mangoes. The problem is that I usually go during one of the early 6 o'clock breaks because that's the longer break. And I didn't get a chance to go because I was yelling at you through RJ, so I wasted my break.
And then you're running around the house. I won. He's like Rocky Balboa. Cass is like, shh, the baby's sleeping. I don't care. I won.
She gets fired up. She verbally berated. She was so disgusted with me last week when I lost. She's like, what are you doing? Like, how do you keep losing these? So I had to run. Here's the problem, though, too. And Chris, you're right. I miscalculated. I had to go. I thought I was going a straight shot because she was still in the bedroom, but she wasn't. I had to go all the way down to the basement.
I could see him running, like just running aimlessly around the house, Chris. Cassie, where are you?
And she's fired up. And then I had to get the mangoes in the water and then come back up. That was the problem. My map was not drawn out properly.
And I have the mansion. When you can't find other people in your own home, I think that speaks a lot about the kind of home you're living in.
I didn't say I would, like, it was certain wings. The bedroom I thought she was in, she wasn't in. I didn't realize that she was already up and downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
She's on the Peloton already.
It's like Dan Graziano. You didn't use the intercom system?
No, we don't have an intercom system. Stop.
Cass, where are you? In the home. This is RD looking for mango.
It's because I got a mango in my mouth.
Oh boy,
I've done what I need to done. All right, 800-919-3776. I want to get back to the Yankees, but I want to get to Anthony in Spring Valley, who's been on the hold for a long time. Anthony, you're next up on 98.7. Anthony,
you there?
Oh no. Anthony.
I think we got to put him on hold, and then maybe he'll hear us talking about him.
All right, put him on hold. I mean, I don't know with Santiago. He might just... You know, see, Santiago just cut him right off.
This guy is a savage today.
Yeah, he'll just cut you off at the knees. He's a Cowboys fan. That's what they do.
I am too smart.
All right, so let's get to the Mets and the Yankees a little bit. Chris, at least the Yankees won yesterday. First inning was brutal, but you did get big hits. The bullpen, as it has been, was really, really good. Herman settled himself down, and the Yankees get out of Dodge with at least a win on a Thursday night.
Yeah, that was good to see, Dave. Domingo Herman getting called back up and then having an opportunity to right himself after that shaky first inning. That was solid from him, being able to go out and give you a quality start like that. That's big for him as far as confidence moving forward, but I also think that that's big for the team because they're struggling right now and there's not a lot of positives. So being able to have that positive as well as the lineup, being able to get 11 hits and 6 runs, like I think that's a step in the right direction. Now I get it, you're playing against Cleveland, but you know you got to be able to try to find some place in your schedule to get yourself back right, and it feels like these next couple of series with the Indians and the Orioles is that spot for the Yankees.
And I thought it was nice to see Gleyber respond too, right? He had 3 hits.
Yep. Yeah. A lot of people were calling for his benching yesterday, and they played him, and he did really well, like you mentioned. I mean, that first hit was a disaster, but a hit nonetheless.
No, I know, but I mean, I would imagine like the meeting he had with Aaron Boone in Aaron Boone's office. It was like, listen, the right thing to do is probably be for me to sit you down, but I don't believe it's going to happen again. Like, let's make sure tomorrow you go out and prove me right.
Better not happen again.
Exactly. You know what? I don't know.
Here's the interesting thing to me, and I'm surprised we haven't got more phone calls on this yet, is everyone that doesn't like Gary Sanchez with Higashioka doing what he did last night and clearly better defensively. I'm surprised we haven't got more phone calls where Higgy has to be the full-time catcher.
Here's
the thing right now.
He's better now. Higashioka is the better catcher at the moment. You can't say I'm wrong. You can't.
No, I'm not going to say you're wrong, Dave, but I think Yankees fans have just given up on that trying to bench Gary Sanchez thing. We know it's not going to happen just because Sanchez is Brian Cashman's guy. Like, Brian Cashman is going to give Gary Sanchez every opportunity to prove that he should be the everyday catcher for this team moving forward. But, I mean, listen, I feel more comfortable with Higashioka behind the dish. I know Garrett Cole feels that way. And then seeing what he's doing when he steps in the batter's box, I mean, that's just more to like. Last night he had the RBI double, and then, of course, he had the home run in the 8th, the attack on an insurance run. Like, I mean, Higashioka, the one thing that you could knock him on in the past was him not being able to do much with the bat, but that's not the case the last couple of years. It's not.
He's the better player right now, and I don't think there's any two ways about it. Now, if you win, I think people will be okay with Sanchez, but when you're losing and Gary Sanchez looks so lost at the plate and on – Wednesday night, he was horrendous. I think you're going to slowly get it clamoring for we want Higashioka as a starting catcher.
I think that's already started, though. I mean, we've been taking those phone calls now for a while. It's just, if Gary hits, then it's worth having Gary in the lineup. Like, you can live with him behind the plate if he hits. If he doesn't hit, Higashioka is the better option. And there's probably more consistency because he's not a an all or nothing kind of guy in that lineup,
mm-hmm.
which maybe is something that you need. Like, I think that's the one thing we've kind of, you'll keep coming back to, is that how their lineup is set up. It's a lot of all or nothing, swing and miss. It's either, you know, we're hitting home runs or we're striking out.
But Rick, we've been saying that for the last 3 years with this lineup, and yet Brian Cashman continues to trot out there with the same group of guys or the same type of approach. At some point, if it's not getting you to where you want to be, don't you have to think about changing it?
You do, but you have this, I can't even say untapped potential, because you've seen Sanchez be great. So it's, yeah. I know he can be great, but it's so long since he's been great, and I think that Cashman feels... Listen, I think this is it. If you don't get something this year from Gary Sanchez, you're going to move forward. And I do believe, right or wrong, they're going to give him every opportunity this year to prove that he can be that guy.
Yeah, this is it. I mean, this is it for him. I mean, I'm with you. I understand why it would be hard to move off of Gary Sanchez, because you've seen how good he can be. I mean, the kind of power that he has and what a difference that can make. I mean, a catcher with that kind of power is in your lineup. Separates you from pretty much everybody else in Major League Baseball.
But here's the thing. He stinks right now. And he has stunk for quite a long time.
Yeah, somewhere along the way with the defense and everything else, he was screwed up. And I don't know. That's the real million-dollar question. If he can right himself. If he can turn back into that player.
I don't know how. Jaden in Spring Valley. Jaden, you're next up on 98.7.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say how Higashioka's been doing really well, and I think. Do you think this puts pressure on Sanchez to start performing well? All right, thank you so much, guys.
I think he's already got tons of pressure. Tons of pressure.
I think he knows what's at stake.
Mm-hmm.
How would you not? I mean, look what happened at the end of last season. The most important games of last season, Higashioka caught.
That's right.
Gary was benched.
That's right. And I think we could do it. You could put up a poll if you want, which we don't often do. If you ask Yankee fans, who would you want as your starting catcher right now, say 5 days a week, I think most would say Higashioka. Chris, where would you go? Who do you want as your starting catcher right now?
Yeah, I'd probably go Higashioka too, Dave. But I think the bigger question is, like, if you had to win this game in order to get to the World Series, who do you want as your catcher? And I think it's Higashioka. I don't think there's even a question right now. I don't.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
You're absolutely right.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, you were great out there tonight. I've come what I came to done.
Them mangoes must be outstanding.
Yeah.
They must be really,
I got a mango
really
in my
good.
Mouth.
You just lose focus on everything that's happening.
Shut off.
I've come what I came to done. Like Drago. If he dies, he dies.
No, I said, like, what did I say? I've done what I've ca- what I came
I've
to done.
Done what I came to done.
I've done what I came to done.
I've done what I came to done.
If he dies, he dies. I've done what I came to done.
All right. He does.
Go. I'm not going sexy voice because I don't have one. 98.
No, do
ESPN.
It. Come on.
I don't have it.
Yes, you do, Dave. You got me last hour with the read. Do it again.
I put special underwear on in case I get moistened up a little bit. Let's go.
Wow. All right, then.
Hey, all right.
Well, 98.7 ESPN presents Clubhouse Confidential. It's Thursday, May the 6th, and we're giving 98.7 listeners an inside, in-depth look at the game with some of the best minds in baseball, featuring Alex Rodriguez,
ooh.
T-Wolves owner. Baseball savant. Matt Vasgersian.
Ooh. I have an urgent for Vasgersian.
You're ruining the vibe. And and Buster Olney.
Ooh, Buster. Mm.
And it's
take
all
some of that.
Hosted. All of this greatness is hosted by the very same man who's committed so much to the great game that we
I invested
all...
my life in this sport.
That's right. Don LaGreca.
Don LaGreca.
Mm. Don LaGreca. It's an exclusive VIP Zoom party. Talking all things New York baseball in any form of undress.
Ooh, bats and balls.
And we'll give away some great prizes, too. Now, to score your VIP access, and I mean VIP, just be the first caller right now at 888-987-ESPN. Again, just be caller number one right now. 888-987-3776. It is Clubhouse Confidential. And it is presented by PC Richard and Son and 98.7 ESPN. And there you have it.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
That's great.
That works?
That's what I'm talking about.
Nice.
What I'm talking about.
I feel guilty of this, and if you guys thought this, I apologize. I think it's an interesting point, and I don't know if it's accurate or not. Jenny from Fansville tweets in. She says, my only complaint about... Now, this is her only complaint. That's pretty good. But my only complaint about DCR on ESPN is when Dave tells the callers they're up next when it's their turn. Up next means next, not now. If Aaron Judge was up, you'd say Judge is up, and Hicks is up next. So I never really thought of that, but I guess she might be right, and I apologize if that's the case.
Well, it's confusing. It's like your whole maybe thing. I think you just say, you know, Dave is, or happy from a whatever it is, you're up.
You're on.
You're on. You're
listen,
up.
Listen, I think that I've been shown to be wrong for a very long time, and I will try to remedy that moving forward. So I fall
but
on
you're
the
not
sword
the issue.
And I apologize.
But here's the thing. You're falling on the sword for this one. This, you're not the issue today with the callers. I think we all understand who the issue we have.
Santiago has been dreadful.
He's awful. Yes. The guy's been the worst today.
No.
Wow.
I mean, the caller says two words, and he cuts them off.
You guys keep it up. You might be hearing dial tone at the end of this.
I just want to be clear about this, Ray. That is Dave and Rick that are getting after you. That's not me. I'm not on board with what they're saying about you. I think you've been great today.
Oh, God. Yeah. So sycophantic.
You're not taking the right tack. Three stars as we speak.
Yeah, but you're not taking the right tack. Because I thought that when I went to Ray yesterday to back me up with Dave, he's like, oh, no, I agree with Dave. Clearly, like, he likes to be, this is how you need to talk to him.
Or maybe he's honest. Maybe he's just a man who has real convictions and he's going to speak the truth.
No, he likes to be belittled.
Too much for you to handle.
It's a sexual thing with him. He likes to be belittled.
Yes. I made a mistake there. It's a sexual thing with him. Let's go to Jake in Belmore. Jake, good morning. You're up on 98.7 ESPN.
What's going on, guys? Just want to say, first off, Chris, huge Giants fan. 2011 team was the year that I really, really, really got into Giants football. Couple things about the Yankees last night. Number one, didn't it look refreshing that they actually, I don't know if it's going to keep up, that they changed their approach at the plate? And number two, I don't understand it, but why does Aaron Hicks look so off? Thanks, guys.
Well, it's baseball, man. I mean, I know you don't want to hear that, but it happens. I mean, there's plenty of good hitters right now that are struggling. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at my Mets right now. Lindor's a good hitter. He's struggling. Jeff McNeil.
He stinks.
Stinks right now.
I mean, Lindor, McNeil, you name it. They're bad. The Mets, I mean, the Cubs pitching staff is not great by any stretch, and they completely dominated the Mets over this three-game set.
Yeah, and as far as the approach goes, I mean, they had the 11 hits. Impressively, they had the 9 walks and everything else. They had a bunch of traffic on the bases, and they got the big hits. I mean, baseball is one of those sports where if you don't hit, or you know, you're not getting the big hit in the big moments. It's not one of those sports where the harder you try, the better you play. So when you go through slumps like this, it's not easy to watch. And I understand why people are frustrated, because you're like, come on, I want to see more energy. I want to see more fight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you can't, especially with the Yankees, because that's how they're built. If they can't hit, they're not good. They're not a good baseball team if they can't
hit. They don't run the bases well. They're not a very good fielding team. Their starting pitching after Cole is not great. They have two ways to win the game. Their bullpen should be and has been terrific, and they hit a lot of home runs. That's the Yankees. That's their recipe. And if you don't have one of those things, they become a very flawed baseball team.
I mean, you're talking about yesterday. I mean, that first inning, I could only imagine watching that game with Chris last night after that first inning. He's probably having a nervous breakdown.
It's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
But Herman settled down. But they were waxing poetic after the game. Like, oh, Herman, he's the third Yankee to go 6-plus innings.
I know.
Right?
Like, that's some kind
like
of
we got to give the guy a medal for doing that.
Yep.
Yeah, man, it's crazy, man. But, Rico, I hear you with the offense and the Yankees and the at-bat quality. I guess, you know, I understand it's only been 18 games, but it's just the at-bats at times are just not even competitive.
Like, I think that's the thing that's most frustrating for Yankees fans, because this is a team that's built around their lineup. It's built around their offense being able to bash their way to wins. But, I mean, the at-bats just haven't been competitive. And last night, you saw a change where it's like, okay, you're putting together quality at-bats. Like, guys throughout the order, 1 through 9, you can see that there is some consistency in terms of their overall approach, which is going to lend itself to them having opportunities to get pitches that they can do something with. Like, I feel like for the most part, you know, up until last night, you didn't really see that this season.
Yeah, they were much better last night than they've been for most of the year. DCR 98.7 ESPN presented by Progressive Insurance. Time for some straight talk. Cutting your wireless bill in half feels good. Home run in the ninth, good. Straight Talk offers 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month, up to 50% less than the other guys on America's best network. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. I want to play quickly, and then we'll get to your calls on the other side. And that is how angry and frustrated Pete Alonso was after the Mets getting swept in Chicago last night.
Well, getting swept feels like eating a sandwich, to be honest with you. It is what it is, and we have to go home and really focus on one day at a time. And we can't necessarily get too ahead of ourselves. It's a tough series for sure. I mean, the Cubs played extremely well, and we didn't play up to our full potential. And they're a really good squad over there. I mean, they're a great and talented opponent, and they beat us.
Yeah, they're a really great squad over there. When they're like 14 games out, when we get to mid-August, we'll see what a great squad that is over there. Ridiculous.
It was a bad series, man.
Well, you had to do was win one game. Series. If you would have gone 1-2, you'd feel
Yeah, but how are you going to explain to me when you're not hitting, which they're not doing, and all of a sudden you go into a series where in the three games, you got Taiwan Walker goes 3 2/3, Peterson goes 3 1/3, and Lucchese goes 3 innings. So how are you winning?
I don't know. I don't think you're – I mean, you're not. You just got swept by Chicago.
Yeah, you got swept by Chicago. And, I mean, you can only – again, it's going to sound like excuses, and maybe it is excuses, but between the cold, the schedule, and everything else, you have to believe. Because if the hitting doesn't turn around, then what the hell – I mean, what are we doing? What are we doing now? It's got to. The hitting has to be better.
There's no way that McNeil, Lindor – Conforto, Dom Smith. There's no way that these guys aren't going to hit the entire season. There's just no way.
No, they have to. They have to start to come around. I believe that. This because what we saw last year, even in the truncated season, they offensively they were fine.
Right. It was their bullpen and starting staff that were not good outside of DeGrom. Now we'll get to a couple calls here. Dave Calamito though throws a monkey wrench into this. Dave, you're not wrong. At the deli, they yell next when it is in fact your turn. Also, when Alonso completes his at-bat, they say, up next is Conforto as he steps to the plate. So you're perfectly fine, and you're doing nothing wrong. Now I'm confused.
I think it's different, though. I mean, when Conforto actually steps up, they say, now batting. So when you go into the call,
might say, up next is Conforto, no?
Well, maybe you say, up next, Mike, from wherever. No, I don't know. I think you're just going to say, now. You don't want to be confusing, I guess.
But if you're at the deli, he's right, you're at the deli. When you have like number 74, they'll say 74 next, 74.
But because they don't know, but because they don't know who has 74.
But they don't say 74. You're now the guy. They don't say you're now. You're up now. They say you're up next. Next 74.
What about when you go to a restaurant and you have a reservation? They just say your name. Rick, your table is ready.
That doesn't play to anything we're talking about.
Well, because you know where you're going, though, is my point. Like when you're at a deli, they don't know. They're just saying the number.
But why not just say 74? You're up.
I think because there's some, like, they don't really know who's next, so they just say next, and then you're left to figure it out.
I think we have it figured out. I think deli name tags are where we should go. Steve, you're 74.
Well, you haven't been in situations like that. We were at the deli counter. You're trying to get cold cuts, and the guy says next, and you've been standing there for like 15 minutes, and then some lady comes out of nowhere.
And
starts ordering a pound of bologna.
Excuse me, madam. You just walked up here. I've been here for 10 minutes.
Next question.
Oh, you were in line. I'm going to punt those suckers all over the place.
That's my favorite. Oh, you were in line?
Oh, I didn't know you were in line.
I like to hang out by the deli counter. This is where I hang out.
Yeah. Usually on Friday nights, I stop here and hang out right in front of the deli before I go to the bar.
I hate those people, Rick.
No.
I hate them.
By the way, if I were to get my favorite deli sandwich.
Let me write this down. Hold on.
Yeah, write this down.
Okay.
Roast beef, turkey, on a hero.
Russian dressing.
Coleslaw Russian dressing.
You should be eating salad, you fat little jerk.
Yes. the greatest line ever. That's one of my favorites of all time.
Not very nice. Let's go down to Orlando, Disney, and let's bring in Brandon. Brandon, you're up now on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're terrific.
I just wanted to call in and say why I should be the number one fan of DCR. I listen live every single day, and then after the show, I re-listen to the entire show again on the ESPN app.
Wow.
And the podcast thing. So I have my whole life invested into this show.
Wow. I'm putting you right through.
I vote yes. I do too.
Re-listen. Yes. Now let me ask you this: if you get this right, the other guys won't even vote on this. Although I guess they have to. How do you listen? How do you go about listening? What do you tell your smart speaker? Go ahead, let me hear it.
I say, Alexa, play ESPN New York.
Oh, so good.
And I got one better for you. I have the Alexa in the car, too. So I tell the Alexa in the car, play ESPN New York.
And this is why I said that maybe Lonnie is our number one fan, because there are people like Brandon out there. Brandon, you are. So you listen. Do you wake up intentionally before 5 o'clock to listen, or are you up regardless?
Yes, I do. I work at 6 a.m., so I've got to be up soon anyways, but I wake up a little extra early just so I could be on to the show and listen to you guys, because you guys are great.
Beautiful. Then you listen, then you re-listen, then you do it on the podcast, then you do it with Alexa. Brandon, you are involved in our tournament of champions. Wonderful job by you.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I don't wake up at 4 a.m. to wear a swim shirt.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at DCR on ESPN.
The people at the wedding drank all the vodka, so I had to send people to go get vodka, and then they just kept, do you guys want to keep this
they
thing going?
They ran out of alcohol?
They ran out of vodka. Yeah, let's keep this thing going.
I've never heard of that. I've never been to a wedding. You must have had one fun wedding.
Dude, they charged us for it went 2 extra hours. What do you guys want to do? People seem like they're having a good time. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going.
Nice.
Keep the party going.
That's great though.
Well, it's great until all of a sudden I'm weekend at Bernie's and
most
I gotta
weddings,
get I gotta
like
be,
10 o'clock. I'm like, sure, can we get out of here? I'm bored to tears. If people wanted to stay extra at your wedding, I mean, what a tremendous win.
Well, and then not for me. I got dragged out. I puked. I fell asleep in the hallway. I fell asleep in the shower. I vomited all night. There was like a whole pizza in the shower when I woke up.
Oh my god!
What do you mean there was a pizza? Like you had eaten it and thrown it up, or there?
I didn't digest it. Yeah, I didn't even digest it. Wow. It didn't last in my stomach long enough.
Slumdog.
Like a dog. The whole night. I slept the whole night.
You are like a puppy. I take them out now. I had to stop him from eating a rock yesterday. That's you. Like Barkley, please stop eating rocks.
I didn't eat the whole wedding. I was too busy saying like. I drank too much before the wedding. Like, once the wedding was over, we got to the reception. Cass was, like, getting her hair fixed or whatever. So I was sitting down, and the lady brought me a double vodka. So I drank that. And then this is before I ate
it. So you're the reason you ran out of vodka at the wedding.
But by the time I got into the wedding, I was like, you know what I'll do now? I'll say thank you to everybody just so I don't miss anybody. So I spent the whole time while people were eating thanking everybody. So I didn't eat anything.
I feel like a maitre d'. Thank you so much. How's your experience been? Make sure you fill out the questionnaire on your way out. Thank you so much. Hi, I'm Rick. Thank you so much for coming.
And then the party started and I was singing and dancing and everything else. And before I knew it, it was like we had like the sliders and stuff coming out and then the pizza truck. So I just ate pizza and I was so banged up at that point that it was too late.
Now, when Cassie started to give her vows or tell everyone that she wanted to marry you, did you interrupt her like you did me with the Goodyear read?
No.
Okay. Here we
could
go.
Could I go back to the Goodyear read?
I did make. Okay? I felt bad though because I made Pete. Yeah, I made him do like the hardest read ever, and it was like real hot in the church, and you could see like he was like sweating. He was like sweating, like sweating through his suit as he was doing this read.
Can I tell people about Goodyear?
Yes, please. I love Goodyear.
Guests on
fan.
DCR appear via the Goodyear hotline, and DCR is presented by Progressive's Home Insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com and do that today. Look at that. You let me talk all the way through. All right, 800-919-3776. Peter King was on the K Show yesterday. We played this earlier. I think this is interesting. Peter King thinks the Giants, he thinks they overpaid for their new star receiver.
In my opinion, absolutely they spent too much money on Galladay. I thought they went too far with that, especially when there was nobody else in the NFL talking to Galladay about a contract of that anywhere near that magnitude. Particularly in a cap strap time, that they really went overboard with Galladay.
If he stinks, that'll be something that we revisit. If Daniel Jones is really good and Galladay has a terrific season, it won't really matter how much money you spent on him, to be honest.
No, and I think Dave Gettleman is desperate to prove to people that Daniel Jones can play, because if he doesn't, then Dave Gettleman is not going to be the GM of the Giants anymore. And isn't this the time to spend that money?
Mm-hmm. When else are you going to spend it? This is it for Gettleman. If Gettleman doesn't win this year, doesn't matter what he has next year, he's gone. Goodbye.
And you heard the owner. I mean, the mandate is this team needs to be competing for a playoff spot this year. Yeah, I mean, how many times has he said it? I'm sick and tired of having press conferences after the season apologizing to the fans for how bad we are. I mean, this is it, man. It is.
It's a terrible.
And it's a lot of money. I understand that. But again, this is the time to spend it. It didn't prohibit you from signing other players.
No.
His cap hit is, I mean, he's got a $4.5 million cap hit this year. And we all expect the cap to go up after the season, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Considerably, so, too.
I don't know. He addresses what they needed. They needed a legitimate number one wide receiver. And now it gives them the flexibility in the draft where they don't have to force themselves to try to reach for anybody. They can do whatever they decide to do.
Yeah, they got a lot of flexibility with their plan moving forward. Like, they don't have to go into the draft and have any one position, which I think is a good spot to be in. But, I mean, listen, Kenny Golladay, is it a lot of money? $18 million a year for the player? Yeah, it's a lot of money. Kenny Golladay is not the same player that Tyreek Hill is, and they're both making the same thing. So I get where Peter King is coming from with that. But in reality is the Giants need him. The Giants had to have a number one wide receiver. They could not go through free agency and not get a number one wide receiver. Like, they had to have somebody in order to be able to evaluate Daniel Jones. The Giants had the second worst offense in the NFL and the second fewest passing touchdowns in the NFL last year. They have to do something to change that. You got him a bona fide ex-receiver. Now your quarterback doesn't have that as an excuse as to why he can't be a productive player.
I honestly think it's going to be a simple answer. If you get to the end of the year and Daniel Jones is good, you won't even bat an eye at paying this much money to Golladay. And if Daniel Jones is not good, everything comes into question.
But if you're Kenny Golladay, what's the other option, right? Is to sign a one-year deal and then go back to free agency and take another stab at it if you don't sign the long-term deal?
No,
like
I understand it from Golladay. I don't think anybody questions it from Kenny Galladay's perspective.
No, I'm saying the other option for him would be, right, if the Giants didn't offer him this kind of money, he says to himself, you know what? Let me push this one more year. I'm going to sign in a good spot, one-year deal, and I'll go back to free agency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's not signing with the Giants, though.
Thank you, Chris.
Right,
exactly
the Giants
my
don't
point.
Get him. Right, because this is not the most attractive option for him in 1 year. In 1 year, you go somewhere that you're going to catch 90 passes for 1,400 yards and then sign a monster deal next offseason.
Yeah, and try to compete for a Super Bowl. The Giants aren't competing for a Super Bowl. And the Giants needed, and Chris and I and you always said this, is that it's not every receiver you draft, a rookie receiver, is going to have the same kind of impact as a Justin Jefferson is going to have. You don't know what the impact is going to be. You needed a veteran guy to step in so you knew that this guy would be exactly what you expected him to be for Daniel Jones.
Yes.
And that's what they did. You're right. It's a lot of money. But you can't, before you've seen the guy play and what he's going to look like on this team, you can't just, it's too much money, they overpaid. How the hell do you know they overpaid?
Yeah, let's see what they look like. I mean, if they're bad, this decision, all the decisions will be destroyed from Gettleman and the Giants. All right, let's go to some of the calls, 800-919-3776. Good news, I have no more reads for you to interrupt me, so we can just rattle through here. Ira in Staten Island. Ira, you're next up on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, Dave. How are you? I want to get my vote in for somebody, but, you know, with Galladay, listen, you know, it's the market value. Do I think he's an $18 million receiver? No. But with every point that Chris made, you know, you want to build around Jones. You want to see, you know, you want to see if this guy's going to be able to make the next step. So they paid him, and it is what it is. And I think he'll be a good receiver for the Giants, but it'll probably never be worth that $18 million. But I tell you the truth, I heard you talking with different candidates calling up with number one fans. I tell you the truth, it's hands down my vote is for Spike.
No, Spike it can't be. It can't be.
I will tell you what, though. Ira's a selfless guy. Everyone else calls up. It's me, it's me, it's me. Ira's the only person that is confident enough in their own abilities and what they do to call up and suggest someone else be the number one fan. Ira, you might be the number one fan just for doing that.
No, 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 no. I'm not worthy of that. Spike has been in and out with the good, with the bad. He talks everything. He's knowledgeable. He loves you guys, and he knows everything. He talks every sport. And that's why, hands down, in my book, Spike's the number one.
No, he can't be. I love Spike, but he can't be. Are you wrong? He can't be. Because he goes on every other show. He goes on all the other shows. You can't be the number one fan if you're going on all the other shows. You dedicate yourself to the show.
That's a good point. I get that. But you know what? Maybe if you approach him with that title, maybe that's what he'll do.
Let's find out.
I could be exclusive with Spike.
Let's bring him in. And thanks for the call, Ira. Let's see how he defends himself here. Spike in St. Petersburg, formerly of New Jersey. Good morning, Spike.
Good morning, and my nomination would be Ira. Because
stop it, please.
Sport.
Stop it. That's well, what you I'm guys just... singing Kumbaya. Come on, take it, Spike. Own it. Take it. Take it.
All right, I'll take it. Listen, at my first wedding, my ex-wife's father was a bookmaker, and he barely made it down the aisle with all his friends at the wedding betting on the Packers, the amount he spent for the wedding. True story. Oh, boy. And
so, Spike,
days,
do you feel like you are the number one fan of the show, by the way?
I am the number one fan of the station, cumulatively. I can't not just call one show because, listen, you are the best single pound-for-pound host. The two best athletes. Everyone's the best to me. I love all you guys. You're my family down here. I do not feel as if I've moved. I hope that means something to you guys. I really feel like I'm still home. And it's a wonderful feeling when you get to my point of life. And the last thing, I had my second shot yesterday. I heard RJ did too. And I'm like waiting around to feel crappy. I just feel tired, which, you know, it's just a function of what my age is. But I have one quick comment on the Yankees.
Well, how are you feeling? Are you feeling okay?
I said I feel good. My arm's sore.
Dave doesn't
like
listen.
Seven innings,
Spike,
you know?
Dave doesn't listen.
No, he said he had it yesterday. He felt. I just want to see. I mean, you're feeling fine, so you should be past the worst of it now, I would think.
I don't know. I asked them, and they, you know, they give you a range of time, which really, you know, you got to pitch two innings or eight innings. You know, I don't know how I feel. She said you'll feel. You should feel within 8 to 12 hours. So I got it. Late yesterday afternoon, so technically I'm past it. That's why I missed the beginning of the show. So your show, I'll tell you, your show is the best in one factor. You podcast the entire show, which I will suggest to management that every show, because people work other hours. They really do. I don't want to miss anything on this station. All the shows are great. They really are. You guys are great. You're funny as hell, and you make people feel at home, and it's wonderful. Anyway, after that, what I want to leave you with this. I can't wait for the next Knick game. I can't wait. I don't know how you guys feel. All you boys have a great weekend, and thanks for making me feel at home.
Why don't you break that down, Dave? Why don't you pull
hang
up the
on,
analytics for the next?
I can't wait. I never used a phrase like that before. That's a good one. I do like that. Why are you always so quick to attack me, by the way?
Because it's fun.
I can't
remember, Dave. Remember a couple of days ago, he was turning over this new leaf. He wasn't going to attack
doing it anymore.
He was
going
to be nice to you. All of this other stuff.
You. I feel differently. I want to change karma. All of a sudden, now he's winning, getting to know your co-host, and he's back. Bobcats are attacking me, and the whole thing.
Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah, because I mean, it spices the show up a little bit. I mean, that's.
I don't want to hear from you, truthfully. RJ? How many people are now involved in the Tournament of Champions?
So we're accepting Spike and Ira?
No,
yes.
Either.
No, see, this is the problem. I have a lot of names written down, which
no,
we'll have
can't,
to go over.
We can't accept them. They
first of all, Ira
didn't
even call in to defend himself, and Spike said that he's more of a fan of the station than our show in particular, so I don't think either guy gets in.
Wow.
See, this is what's tough. I got about four or five names written down, but I don't have clear guidance, so we'll have to discuss.
This is something that's got to be discussed off the air, because it's clear there's a lot of disagreement going on here, and this can't
be
settled
in the
next
5 minutes. Vote yes or no for Ira?
I vote no.
I vote no also. Ira's off. Do you vote yes or no for Spike?
I vote no.
I vote no as well. So there
I
you
just
go.
Just got railroaded, Ray. Railroaded.
There you go. They're both out. I love them both, but they're both out. Let's go to Guy in the car. Guy, good morning. You're next up on 98.7.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're great.
We're doing good, Guy. What's up?
Listen, I've been watching the Yankees since, I don't know, 1955, and I'll tell you something. The analytics guys and the management are pushing home runs and are pushing home runs, and they're not teaching these guys to lay off certain pitches. You never swing at the pitch you see the best, which is a high fastball. Move up in the box, look for the curveball, look for the slider, and make these guys throw strikes. They're not doing that. They're all swinging for the fences. You watch this swing from a side angle, everybody's swinging up. Well, you either hit a ground ball, you hit a fly ball, and you're out. There's no situational hitting. And, you know, you wonder, why are they losing? They've got the talent. But nobody taught poor Gary how not to swing at a high fastball, how to lay off a slider in the dirt, how to actually hit a curveball. There's your answer, guys. They should have done this all winter long with Gary, with Judge, with Urshela, with Gleyber Torres all of a sudden trying to hit home runs. You know,
what do you mean all of a sudden?
World Series.
What do you mean all of a sudden? Gleyber Torres had 38 home runs. I mean, Gleyber Torres is more than capable of hitting home runs.
Yeah, I wouldn't freak out yet about Gleyber Torres.
This is what this team does, and they've had success doing it. I mean, they haven't had the ultimate success because for some reason Brian Cashman thinks that the postseason is a crapshoot. I mean, it's at a certain point too. I mean, it's on the guy. I mean, it's on your players to in big moments come through.
And we haven't seen that.
That's we haven't seen it.
We really haven't seen that. All right, Santy. I mean, you have not been great today, so you're not going to win one of the three stars, but we'll see if any of the three of us win one of the three stars.
Today's three stars of DCR. Today's number three.
throw me off so bad, I'm hitting the wrong intro
Look
twice.
At that. I mean, I was so accurate. Like clairvoyant.
Terrible,
you're fumbling all over yourself.
You know, I was going to give a third star to the word maybe because I didn't understand how strong that word was until today. You're disparaging of people who could be number one fans. Maybe you're number one. Maybe you're a great Giants fan.
Can you please not tell us what's not a third star? Tell us what is, in fact, a
third star is going to be the metropolis that is known as Provo, Utah, because like Frank Sinatra said, if I can make it in Provo, Utah, the third largest city in the state of Utah, I can make it anywhere. Not honestly, if I was a Jet fan, I'd be really nervous hearing that. That doesn't make me feel good.
Number two.
Dave Gettleman, who just provides so much content for us. I mean, this is not me, like, being Giants hater. I actually thoroughly enjoy the content that Dave Gettleman gives us.
I've tried in the past. I'm not getting fleeced.
You only love it because he looks so ridiculous and sounds so insane when he says these things.
I don't see the video, so I don't know exactly what he looks like, but I'm sure it looks great.
Number one,
the celebratory mango.
It's because I got a mango in my mouth.
I've done what I came to done.
You know, it takes a lot to take the shine off. You know, Rick really wanted to strut and celebrate his victory on getting to know you today, and you robbed him of that, not just because you didn't let the music play on one of the rejoins, which we specifically picked out, but also that you went to him when he had his mouth full of mango at the top of the hour.
Stop with the excuses for him. He said, I've done what I came to done. That is one of the dumbest things in the history of radio. Don't blame me for that.
This is why you're bad guy, Rothenberg.
Rule 76.
No excuses, play like a champion. It's DiPietro, Canty, Rothenberg, and...
Everybody.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I have nothing left!
Hear more of DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.